Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. This week, I was visiting my 7-year-old cousin, Levi, and we got to talking about sharks. He is especially interested in sharks that are big, and he's interested in the deep sea. It turns out Alaska has a pretty excellent example of a big shark that can dwell in the deep. So we spent some time learning about the Pacific sleeper shark. The longest Pacific sleeper shark to be measured was 14 feet, but video footage suggests they might grow to 20 or even 25 feet in length. They are the largest shark known to live in Alaska, and possibly the largest predatory fish in the world. Pacific sleeper sharks can inhabit the deep ocean, perhaps as deep as 3,000 to 6,000 meters, but also can sometimes be found near shore in shallow water. They tend to spend more time in deeper waters in the southern part of their range, and in shallower waters in the northern part of their range, including the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea. Even though their names suggest they might be kind of sluggish, sleeper sharks are actually voracious predators. And they definitely don't just stay near the ocean bottom, waiting for their prey. Pacific sleeper sharks move almost constantly through the water column, migrating up and down. One research team in Alaska found that Pacific sleeper sharks swim about 6 kilometers, or 3.75 miles, a day. One sleeper shark that was tagged traveled 12,000 vertical meters up and down in the water column in just a 24-hour period. That is truly astonishing. Their up and down oscillation in the water is generally timed with the daylight, spending more time near the surface at night and swimming below the photic or lit zone of the ocean during the day. They rely on stealth, gliding through the water with very little body movement. This means that they don't disturb the water much, giving off very few physical cues that they are present. At night or in the deep, dark waters, their prey are often unaware of the predator until, slurp, the sleeper shark uses their large mouth like a vacuum to suction in the fish or octopus or other marine food. And with bigger food items, their bottom teeth slice it up into pieces small enough to swallow as they slurp it in. Kind of like a giant swimming garbage disposal. Research into what Pacific sleeper sharks eat indicates that they can swallow rockfish, walleye pollock, and pink salmon whole. They chew larger prey, like Pacific cod, Chinook salmon, and halibut, into smaller slices before swallowing. This study also found a significant amount of harbor seal and whale tissue in the sleeper shark's stomachs, but researchers believe at least the whale is probably carrion, already dead before it was consumed by the sharks. However, research on closely related Antarctic sleeper sharks indicates that they might attack living elephant seals, and a fresh chunk of harbor seal flesh was found in one Pacific sleeper shark in Alaska, so maybe they are able to prey upon live marine mammals. When it comes to carrion, that is likely a fairly important part of sleeper shark diet, probably consumed either from floating whale carcasses soon after the whale perishes, or from whale falls when the carcass sinks to the bottom of the ocean. In an interesting study, researchers in the South China Sea deposited a dead cow on the seafloor, about 1,600 meters below the ocean surface. Carefully positioned cameras recorded a host of animals that showed up to consume the cow, including 8 female Pacific sleeper sharks. These surprising sightings in the deep tropical waters of the South China Sea expanded the known range for Pacific sleeper sharks considerably farther south. But that wasn't the only notable thing about the footage. The video repeatedly showed that the sharks yielded their spot at the carcass when a neighbor approached from behind, sort of as if they were lining up for their turn to feed. I've long overlooked Pacific sleeper sharks, fooled by their name into thinking they must be fairly boring compared to some other local sharks. Thanks, Levi, for reminding me that there's always something new to learn. This is Katie Gavanis with help from Levi Gavanis, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.